Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Game Day Live. I'm Miranda Mason, and this week I'm joined by Jabal Sheard. Jabal, thanks for stopping by. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Last week you got to play a team that you were very familiar with. What was it like going back to your old stomping grounds?
It was cool to get to see some familiar faces, you know, that I was used to in Cleveland, and we got a win, so it's always good when you win.
Were you surprised by how many Patriots fans there were in the stands?
Yeah, it was a lot of noise out there, surprisingly, and the dog pound wasn't that loud.
There's a lot of depth at your position group, especially now with Rob Ninkovich back. What different things do all of you guys bring to the pass rush?
I guess fresh legs. Everybody does something different, so we all just go out there and work. When someone's tired, someone else comes in.
All right, and this week you have the Bengals coming to Gillette, but they might be without tight end Tyler Eifert. Is that a relief, or does it change their offense at all?
No, I mean, they have great backups all around. Their offensive line is pretty good. Dalton's been doing a good job of distributing the ball, and they run the ball as well. So, I mean, with or without them, I mean, they're still a good team.
What would you say is the most difficult part of their offense?
I mean, that they got so many things that they do. I mean, it's all kind of crazy. Like I said, they run the ball. They run the ball very well. Their offensive line is, like, huge and very athletic. And Dalton does a good job of getting the ball out quick.
I like to take this chance to kind of get to know players a little bit. So I'm going to throw, like, an off-the-wall non-football question at you. What's the coolest or the most fun thing you did during the offseason?
Where did I go? I think I went to Jamaica. And just going out there and relaxing and going to the waterfalls, you know, jet skiing and going out on the quad and seeing the island was pretty cool for me.
All right, now we're all jealous. So I'm going to wish you the best of luck on Sunday. I know you're a busy guy and you have things to do, so thanks for stopping by.
No problem.
All right, awesome. Okay, guys, some other things to be on the lookout for. Last Sunday, we saw Rob Gronkowski back in the fullest form that we've seen him all season. But at Friday's practice, Rob was not present for the media portion. We're still waiting on that final injury report. He had been limited all week, but was not present on Friday. Again, when the injury report comes out, we'll have more answers. But we might not have the full answer until we find out if he's on the field on Sunday. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason with Game Day Live.